Simon Rishit Zion Sif Aleph. Hanichlus the Chanusa Shal Boisim. Sheesh Bar Mini Pesamim. So you walk into a perfume shop, which has many different types of perfumes, the types of pesamim. And Mavorach Barei Mini Pesamim. So they're there with intent of making a smell. That's why you want them there. Yoshav Shom Kol Yom. And Mavorach Alachas. The one bracha you make one bracha which lasts for the day. Nichlus B'Yodze, Nichlus B'Yodze, Mavorach Al Kolpam. Person left with intent to leave, and then he ends up coming back, so he needs a new bracha. But if he plans to come back, so the bracha, but he doesn't lose the bracha, unless we'll see there was a long lapse, time lapse in between. Okay.
Well, somebody can smell, but the smell has a bad effect. Makes him sneeze. He has hay fever or of some sort. He has allergy of some sort. Does he make a bracha? I mean, he enjoys the smell. But,
If he enjoys the smell, he make a bracha. Yeah. He might find the smell repulsive. You know, in his mind, he might find it, you know, turn off after a while. Okay. Well, I just wanted to discuss, just going back onto the Isvei B'Samim. So I did a little bit of looking around the Siddurim.
I did too.
So in a Baron Siddur, it has it with the Geisha, the sin.
Right.
And in the one other Siddur that I have, a very Medak take Siddur, it has it. And the Archo Siddur does not have it, the Geisha, the sin.
Right.
Okay. And the Pasuk that is based on, Yisvei B'Samim, has a Geisha, the sin. It's a Pasuk. Pasuk of Mishlei, there, Yisvei Sorim. So there it actually has a negation of the sin. So
I found more that don't have the negation.
So. Okay. We can... the Baron put it in. So at least I have Rabbi Lipiansky's support. Okay.
I assume he did that because of Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah, I guess so. Hanichlus HaChanusoi, the other Siddur that I use is a Siddur which is based on the Mishnah Berurah. LPC Mishnah Berurah also has a negation. So, Hanichlus HaChanusoi, after Besiv Beis Mavur, the Beit and Shia Nasa HaBoisim LaHariach. If you walk into a house and the smell, the Boisim is there just to remove the bad smell so that you don't make a bracha. So here the items are there to sell. So look, or maybe that should be a reason not to make a bracha. No. Well, he didn't bring it to make a smell, he brought it to himself. So the Mora says that you wanted the people to smell it because that's exactly how you sell. By sampling, they notice the smell and they say, wow, that smells so good, let's buy some. If he's that. It wasn't in the store, it was in his private area where he does his work, let's say. So therefore he's no intent to generate any type of business there. It's not out in the public area where people are coming in and going out and will notice it and want to buy. They're not there for smell purposes. So if walking into the room, even though it smells nice, you don't make a bracha because it's not there for smell purposes, unless you would actually take it. Then so the act of taking it makes it that right now you've designated it as it's made for reyach purposes, and then you make a bracha. Fine. And that was an example which we had, let's say the spices you have in your kitchen, which the eager they're there to give flavor, you want to use them for your Motzei Shabbos, your psalmim. So even though they're not there for reyach purposes, but since you're taking it right now specifically for reyach purposes, you're designated now for reyach purposes to make a bracha. There's a chassidish which argues, by the way. The chassidish says it's only true if you designate it on an ongoing basis for that purpose. So if you would take a container, a bottle, whatever it is, and put some in there for that purpose, or buy one and set it aside just for that purpose, that would be sufficient. Okay, so you make a bracha. Now, yesh shemim the davka miskamal lahariach, alvein miskamal elish hariach ba me'elo benehani mizeh enam avarach. So the first opinion says that this bracha is only because you're intentionally trying to take a whiff. Avol rabim cholkim alzeh b'sir lahuda filu enam hariach be miskamal kimin shabsamim nasim kadei lahariach behem avu nehenam avarach. So you have a combination of two things. You have A, that the kavana was not the kavana. It's made for this purpose, and you are being the henna from it. So the combination of two will allow you to make a problem. Okay, fine. So what bracha do you make? So you make berei menei b'samim, because you're getting smells and many different things together. Gimel, mishum nechanush shal b'samim, nimsoim boi atzei b'samim, v'itzvei b'samim, fichem avorach b'minei b'samim. You cannot necessarily differentiate between the smells, so it's one big smell. A combination of everything, it's minei b'samim. L'demar l'hol d'liel simonish t'zayin sefiyud. We said before, if you have both, the mo'yul fon of atzei b'samim, v'itzvei b'samim, avorach, kolecha b'bracha riel, you take each one independently. Because hazmar shemaviyim l'fon of shnayim, or shleshim minim. He actually has them in front of him. And he takes each one with the purpose of smelling it. So then each one can be and therefore should be taken independently and smelled independently with its own brach. He's not taking anything into his hands. When you walk in, the smell hits you from many different things together. So you make a bracha and all of them together. Okay? You're there the whole day, you only make one bracha, la'achas. Even if you're not focusing on the intending to smell again, it's not a hafzik. Why? The reich is a constant. So normally you need something should maintain it to be constant. The answer is something is maintaining it to be constant. The reyach is maintaining it to be constant. Okay. Now, bal chanus gufa nami. So the owner of the store will also have the same status. Right? Ham rishon shebechol yom shenichlus the chanus etzarach v'borach alav lefish and hanami reyach v'sulay. He makes a bracha when he walks in the morning, and that's it. That's it for the day. Now, Afilu, and he says, "Hulichas v'yotz, even like going in and out, the daitel achzor l'shul l'chadusik l'kana." He's definitely planning to come back. It's his store; he's going to come back. So, fine. The Taz holds that the Bala Chanus doesn't make a bracha even the first time he goes in, because he is no kavana to be Mariach. You know, people walk in, they want to be Mariach, etc. The Bala Chanus, it's not he's not there for he's there for business purposes. So the eighth is that he should have mindful intent to smell, and then he would make a bracha. Okay. Now, so let's say the person goes to the store, and he goes in and out, so he makes a bracha each time. So if he moves it, goes to a different store where there's psalmim, so he makes a new bracha. But that's only talking about he wasn't planning to return. He's planning to return, he doesn't make a new bracha. It's the same store. But he says this halach of daita lachser is only if you plan to come back, leave and come back right away. Fine. The goodest psalmim shemendochem ala shulchan lahariyach behem. So you have bundles of these psalmim on the table. They're available to smell them. That's what they're there for. In other pamecha lahariyach behem lavorchalav lachazim nichal shulchan. So he picked it up, made a bracha on it, smelled it, put it back down on the table. So like this. If he had died to lachs or lahariyach behem, ain't sarach lavorchal lahem kashachazim lahariyach behem. If he's planning to take it a second time to smell. So the bracha works for the second time as well. Even though he stepped outside, that's considered a hefsik for suitor purposes, but not for these purposes. Okay. He's planning to smell them multiple times. If he went to do something else, he was planning to come back, but once he's leaving with the intent of there's something else that he has to do, that's considered a full act of leaving and basically being mistiach das from the process of smelling it till that whatever that he has to do, whether it's tefillah or work, whatever it is completed. So then when he comes back, he would need to make a new bracha. Okay. Fine. Something I just thought of as we're talking, and that pulling back to me. Hello, self help. Oh yes. Yeah, it's maybe a common issue is Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, we always have the problem is that a person does not make enough brachas to fulfill his obligation about 100 brachas in a day. And the Shabura comes out, he makes the calculation before we saw that. But even if you add the idea of the Prima Gadim, that if you listen to a bracha that you're not mechuyev, if you listen, Shemekarana, and you answer Amen, it's like you said it yourself. So even if you throw in all of the brachas of Torah and the brachas of Torah of Shachris and Amincha, so, there, normally in Yom Kippur there are 6 Arlim, right? It's a little less than Shabbos. Shabbos is 7, in Yom Kippur there's 6. Plus there's the Maftar, that's 7. So that's 14 brachas, 7 before, 7 afterwards. And then the Maftar is 1 bracha before and 4 afterwards. So that's another 5. Right? So that's 19 brachas by Shachris and by Mincha. So you have 3 Arlim, so that's another 6. And then you have brachas of Torah, you have 1 bracha beforehand. And 3 afterwards, so that's another 4. That's 10. So you have 29 brachas that you're adding on by listening to the brachas by laning. So you're still missing 3 brachas. So one of the suggestions he says is to make a bracha of a mini b'samim or atzei b'samim, one of the brachas of b'samim. Obviously, many times it's not. I mean, hopefully, it shouldn't be true. But many times, you cannot even rely on the brachas of the oilim. Because you didn't really hear them clearly sometimes. They didn't say it out loud, and they said, you didn't hear the end, you didn't hear the whole bracha. Or Baruch Hashem and Baruch Olam Moed, the person's already studying the bracha while you're still saying Baruch Hashem Olam Moed, so you're not right, you're not considering that you heard it. So you need more than 3 brachas. So I want to make a bracha on psalmim. So what do? I make a bracha on psalmim in the morning, that's it. I can't go on the bracha the whole rest of the day. Well, I'm see a dasim. I'm not really into Pesachim right now. The next few hours, I'm into Shacharis and Musaf. So now I take it again. My mincha time. I walk in before Shacharis and I make a bracha. I walk in my mincha. Now there's a break. I can make another bracha. Then I do something during the break, you know, whatever it is, and I come back. So I was mesiach das. So but if you weren't mesiach das, so. So you don't make a, you can't make a new bracha. Fine, tzachat and zayin. So if you die to lach miyad, lo yivork. I feel like kashacharzim umriach b'psalmin acherim gam kenin tzarach l'vork. Even though when you come in back into the chanus, there's other smells there. So but the bracha was, and everything which is there, even the things you're not, the balabayas, so a person walks into the chalus, and you know, when they sell the psalmim, and he has 20 perfumes, 20 types of psalmim out on the shelf. He makes a bracha. Now the fellow brings out another five. Oh, I didn't make a bracha of those five yet. Yeah, but you were basically telling me that's the Baal of Hanus, whatever he's going to be bringing out. So that'll be true even if you stepped out in the middle. Is that the Mishnah Berurah?
All this brachas implies like you would make it before you even stepped in the door, or right
no.
when you stepped in?
After you step, as soon as you step in.
As soon as you step in.
Right. Bays. Ein mevorach on alareich, elim kain, nasal hariach. You only make a bracha on psalmim if the psalmim's function is create a nice smell. Helcha ein mevorach on al psalmim shal mesim, and similar malam him. He put psalmim there near the mita. Shein an ela lahaver sechana shal mesim. The reason why they're there is to remove the negative smell which the mace is producing, the decomposition of the mace. Al nesudim lamata mevorachin. The ones which are the mala near the head, the ones which are the mata, shingarma the kabbat achaim hemasuyim. Those are not there to protect the smell from the, us from the smell of the waste. They're just none of the people which are there. They want to make it, the situation more pleasant. Okay. But similarly, so these are other scenarios where you have something which is a kakash with a nice smell, and the purpose is not to use it for reyach, but to remove the bad smell which is there. Hey, so some of the matzah, the ones which are closer to where everybody is, away from the mitzvahs, the kabbal chayim, kadesh yirichu, v'yohanu. Their experience should be pleasant. It's not just to remove the bad smell, it's to create a nice smell. He can't deal with the bad smells. He brings with him these psalmim to remove the reich ra. It's a very strong smell. It's a very good smell. It's very distant. Right? Yeah, but the maisa, the owner has designated its function as for reich of the basic kise. And therefore, there's no problem. Sorry, I lost the list. Yeah, fine. Even though you had intent, you were far away, but the Bible made it for that purpose. You don't see the basic issue, you don't smell the basic issue for you, which is a very nice smell, and you have kibbutz l'mi murdia. But it's not what the Bible done. They made it for, and they get to decide what it is. Also, the haver is there to remove the zuma. You got adam shakufa mizia haver, a person who's sweaty. Tzarich also kufa b'shamle b'samim l'haver zuma says they. So when you're sweaty, you start smelling bad. Right? So they didn't have deodorant, but they would take oil, which was a spiced oil. So it added a flavor to the oil. Excuse me, it added a smell to the oil. Shereichara, and he removed the bad smell of the zayin. Kain kasharchu yadav zumas machas shenaga b'yadav mecholam. Their hands are dirty. V'soch yadav b'shem, and so they would dip their hands in oil to clean them. Right, so it's a little bit oily now, but it has all the other junk off of it. At least it looks pure. So in that situation, I made him a work. The gam is the ikra l'haver zuma l'lariya. Its primary function is not for the smell; it's to remove the dirt. Fine. When ein nafkim in bein shem and stam or the shem and farsim and the chashiva, cholinian ein a work aleim shum bracha kimin leboy elu l'salak azum. Whatever type of shem it is, doesn't make a difference. It's more chashiv, less chashiv. The ma'aseh you did not bring it there for the purpose of making a reyach. You put it there for the purpose of like having the reyach mask the bad smell. So that's not what you make a bracha. Okay, let's hold it here.